Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website there, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts as we get into our Friday, the second day of September 2022. Folks, the moist and unstable air mass continues overhead. Last night, especially northeast, north, and also east of the Austin area late yesterday and last night, pretty good rainfall totals. I got one rain gauge report out near Lexington in Lee County of over 2 inches, and even had inch-plus totals up around Taylor, out toward Rockdale, and off to the north and east. This is an area where we haven't seen that much rain lately, so it was nice to be able to see it. We're slowly but surely trying to saturate the soil, at least get a little more moisture in place. And to be honest with you, what I see in the next 7 days really continues that pattern. Is it going to be a complete weekend washout? I don't think so, but we've got a lot of stuff going on, including the University of Texas and the University of Louisiana Monroe, which that ball game is 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Just a lot of other stuff going on. Labor Day weekend coming up. I think probably from what I am able to see, looking at guidance and so forth, our best rain chance days are tomorrow, Saturday, into Sunday, and also into Labor Day. Once we get down the road a little bit, it looks like, and again, as I point out on the website in my 7-day forecast in the text there, I'm not especially sold on this just yet, but it looks like a slightly more stable air mass taking over once we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Does that mean, poof, all the rain chances just go away? I don't think so. They're still there, but we're not talking about the 50-60% chances of rain that I see tomorrow into Sunday into Labor Day. Overall, the National Weather Service and their expert guidance they provide for us suggest, and I have no problem with this, 1 to 2 inches of rain for Austin in general over the next 7-day period. Again, I would look at tomorrow, I'd look at Sunday, I'd look at Labor Day for most of that rainfall. As we go out into the Labor Day weekend, a reminder for you as well, remember, thunder roars, go indoors. We want to avoid being outside during thunderstorm activity. Lightning is a big killer, and we just want you to be able to practice those safety rules and essentially just go inside when you hear thunder wherever you happen to be, because if you're outside, you hear thunder, you can be struck by lightning. Folks, I hope you have a great Labor Day weekend coming up. I'm going to take a break from the website. I'll update my 7-day forecast again on Tuesday morning and my audio weather webcast as well. Meanwhile, have a great Friday, a safe weekend. We'll talk again early next week.